I'm Brian McCreath at WCRB with Anne-Sophie Mutter, and we're talking about Across the Stars, the new recording of John Williams' music with Anne-Sophie. Anne-Sophie, thanks so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Great pleasure, Brian.
Well, I remember talking with you a little over 2 years ago. You were here in Boston, and you were playing Takamitsu and Tchaikovsky.
Yeah.
And we knew that the John Williams piece Markings was on the calendar for Tanglewood.
Yes.
And I just remember you being so excited about that piece that was coming up.
Yeah.
So I'm curious about when the thoughts began around that time to also do this film music recording with John. How did that come about?
Yeah. I have been a John Williams fan since the late 70s when I, saw the first Star Wars. Meeting him, of course, deep down, I immediately wanted to burst out and, have a wish list ready for him. But I behaved relatively well, I think, and waited. And, and then in the course of our conversations and emails and letters, I asked him if he could possibly consider to rewrite one or two of the Star Wars leitmotifs, like Across the Stars and Princess Leia. And then we exchanged ideas which of his many iconic film themes would be possible to rewrite for violin, because not everything. I mean, I would have loved to as well have Catch Me If You Can or Encounters of the Third Kind or Superman. But clearly, I mean, there's only that much you can take away from the heroic brasses and give to the violin. And slowly, this ever-growing list of possible pieces grew. And John Williams, I mean, the greatest present really is that John Williams rewrote all of these themes. So not only a few, and then someone else, very professionally, of course, would have rearranged them. But if the great master himself writes it, then, of course, it can't get any better. So you're mentioning me being thrilled 2 years ago. I can't tell you how thrilled I am now. It just puts a smile in. And actually, when I now did my first open air concert in Germany less than a month ago with all his music, I was really sad the next day, because that was the first day for years that I had not started the day with Rage Theme or the Duel, just to stay close to the repertoire. So I'm greatly looking forward to hopefully a volume 2 or something else coming
well,
up.
We'll come back to maybe a volume 2 later on.
Yes.
But tell me this, when you did Markings at Tanglewood in 2017, and then you got into the film music when John rewrote it.
Yep.
What do you find as the common threads in his composition between his concert music and this music for film?
Oh, it's inventiveness. His knowledge of orchestration is just second to none. And, very often he is very 12 tonal. I mean, the theme of Hedwig is 12 tonal. And if I look at the small cadenzas he has incorporated in some of these rewritten film themes like Hedwig or The Duel, also Donnybrook or The Witches of Eastwick, it is just incredible music on the highest level of composing. But some of it, to an innocent ear, sounds almost too good to be true. But the craftsmanship behind it is just astounding. If it's, some of his orchestra pieces or the cello works he's written for Yo-Yo, if it's Markings or his film scores, whatever he writes. Also the dedication with which he rewrote these film themes for me. I mean, we had these 3 days of intense rehearsals about a few weeks before the recording in Hollywood in April. And he was rewriting constantly on the violin part, on the orchestra part, and to see how deeply he cares about anything he writes is just very moving. Yeah, he's such a genius that, you know, it's already perfect what he has written. But Beethoven did the same, rewriting and being always on the search for the perfect musical phrase.
Yeah. And the part of the recording that I find maybe most astounding is these, in a few of the pieces, there are these cadenza-like passages, right?
Yeah.
Especially in Hedwig's theme.
Yeah.
My God, the Hedwig's theme.
Yes, I tell you.
Is really something to behold.
Isn't it?
Now, now, how much of that rewriting that you did with him in Hollywood, how much was that you giving him maybe the suggestions that he could use for those cadenzas?
Me suggestions to the master, forget it. He just knows. Yeah, no, seriously, he knows it all. You know, after these 3 days, I came home and the first thing I said to my children was, you know, I've learned so much. And they were looking at me like, we have to take your temperature, Mama, because you, you say that very rarely. And this sounds now horrible to admit, but I really learned a tremendous amount from John Williams. And I'm sure he didn't learn anything from me. But anyhow, our collaboration seems to be also for him not, you know, not a total horror. So I'm looking forward to more to come.
Well, so another one of those passages that's cadenza-like, it's maybe not as long as the Hedwig's, is the part of Across the Stars. It's very lyrical. It's very beautiful.
That's true.
And what came to my mind when I listened to that was I felt like you were revealing something about the characters of Luke and Leia through that particular piece. And I just wonder how much the characters or scenarios of the different films kind of were in your mind as you played and as you worked on this music.
That's a very good point, and a kind of yes and no situation, because John's music is so descriptive that even if you wouldn't know that Yoda's theme is Yoda's theme, you would... I don't know what was first, you know, really the little green figure or or the musical idea. Clearly the green figure was first, and then, you know, by probably looking at the raw cut, as John usually does, takes that as an inspiration, he came up with the theme. So what I'm saying is, what also played a very important role, other than, of course, being informed about the role in the film, is what the original setting when it comes to the instrument was like. Like, for example, Princess Leia is played by the French horn.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously my aim was to sound, at least in the proximity of the character of a French horn, to have this airy, very still, very floaty sound.
Mm-hmm.
Really not the moment to be hyper-vibrating.
Right.
Things like that were fascinating and challenging at the same time. Same thing with the traditional Japanese flute in geisha, you know, also this kind of airy but different from the French horn atmosphere. So yes, knowing about the film, but the music itself is so distinctively descriptive that I don't need to see the pictures in front of my inner ear to know where it's going.
Sure. I was lucky enough to be at Tanglewood when you played in July.
Mm.
And I just wonder, you had just recorded these pieces.
Yes, and I played them for the first time in front of an audience,
Yeah, right. So I wonder, first of all, just the general experience. You've been to Tanglewood many times, but have you ever been there when John is there as well?
No,
have you
ever met him there? No, I have never been able to make it to the film nights. And, you know, my daughter especially came over, and I mean, she was in tears all afternoon. It was such an emotional experience, because she knows John's music since she's small. And, you know, my son, when he went to grammar school, when he was asked what his favorite composition and composer is, and you would think he would say Johann Strauss or Anton Bruckner. No, he said John Williams. I mean, he was a tiny, Star Wars. Maybe he was even too small to see it, but the music is so great. So it was a very special experience standing next to John Williams, really, and seeing how much he is loved and appreciated, and his conducting and the way he introduced the pieces. I mean, there was just one of the two or three most spectacular moments of my life.
Well, that's kind of where I was getting to, is you know, what was it like to think about playing those things, these pieces in the studio with magnificent musicians from LA?
Yes.
I mean, those musicians are just the top of the game.
Yep.
But then in front of the whatever it was that day, 8 or 10,000 people, what did that do for your experience of that music?
I was floating. No, it was really a wonderful emotional experience. And standing next to a composer who is conducting his own works is always a very unique experience. But with John's music, this is music I grew up with, music which is deeply a part of also my children's life. You know, it's music I live with since 40 years, and then having it rewritten for me and being such a wonderful present to the violin repertoire in total. It's just, I can only repeat myself, it's a great present to me personally and to us violinists.
Do you feel like some of these pieces are even available to you as encores when you're
Definitely.
Playing, say, the Tchaikovsky or something?
That's a very good point. Maybe, that depends on the orchestration. Then I would have to look, you know, if we have a harp and all of that. But in a recital, definitely. I mean, a theme like Cinderella, which happens to be... I mean, that is one of my great... findings, really, in this collection of beautiful and very diverse film themes, because it has this jazzy component.
Yeah.
And I've always been a great admirer of jazz, but sadly totally ungifted in improvising. So Nice to Be Around kind of fills that gap in a wonderful way. And Sabrina would be, other than, of course, Schindler's List and Remembrances.
Sure.
But I think Sabrina and A Nice to Be Around of Cinderella would be a perfect encores. And I've already been asked, by the way, in Japan, if I could bring some of John's music there. And I will probably, after the Kreutzer Sonata, you know, play Cinderella.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, you mentioned the and I think at Tanglewood there were even maybe a piece or two that aren't on the recording. So there's more that could come. Do you feel like a volume two might emerge one of these days?
Actually, there are two vinyls coming out. As collector items, and we have markings, for example. I think markings is already in the deluxe edition. So other than The Witches of Eastwick, which John had finished before the recording, but I was just, it felt like 2 days before the recording, and I just didn't feel up to recording it. So other than The Witches, we have recorded all of the themes he has written, but the release is just, I lost track a little bit when what is going to be released. But at the end of the year, you will have everything which we have, which he has written, with the exception of The Witches. So The Witches would be the beginning of volume two, possibly.
Fantastic. Anne-Sophie Mutter, thanks so much.
Thanks very much, Brian.
I so love this recording. It's, it's a beautiful thing. And as you know, John is very well loved here in Boston, as everywhere, but we just have a particular relationship with him.
Yeah.
And so your help with this is just, I really appreciate it. Thanks
have
for your
time.
Have
fun with it. Thank you very much for your time, Brian.